Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham. I am here in Miami in our operations area where the hurricane specialists are back behind me, constantly getting information from the Air Force and the NOAA hurricane hunters and updating the forecast as we go. So this is the latest update. On the official clock, it is 8 a.m. The latest information on Tropical Storm Isaias. Here's the latest, really the depiction from our radar. You can see where the center is. It's a large center right about there. And notice it doesn't look like your typical center where you see that convection all the way around. It's fairly lopsided of a storm. You're still getting that wind shear, and that's preventing the system from getting any stronger. We'll see with time, but most of the rain, most of the winds is off to the right-hand side of the system, still over the Bahamas, where they continue to get very heavy rainfall. Some of these areas could have got 3 to 8 inches of rain. Some places would be surprised to get about 12 inches of rain and high winds associated with these rain bands and those strong cells. So what's going to happen next? The updated forecast is coming out here in a little bit. The biggest change is dropping those hurricane warnings for the Bahamas. Otherwise, almost everything else about the same. Continuing on, the Florida coast all the way up to the Mid-Atlantic and eventually the Northeast going to see impacts from Isaias. Monday at 2 a.m. right off the coast of Florida. But remember, it's not just a point. You can see some of these impacts a little further out, especially in those rain bands bringing some of those high winds. Tuesday and a.m. right up here in this location, Monday off the Georgia coast. I mean, this is going to continue to go northward. Tuesday afternoon, pretty close to Virginia, up near Delaware and Maryland. So rainfall, you're going to see some storm surge, going to see those winds impacting through the middle of next week. Let's look at some of those impacts. And the arrival of the winds is one thing that we look at. It's important to see when you're going to start seeing some of those dangerous tropical storm force winds. By Sunday night, all the way the northern portions of Florida, Monday evening, getting into the Carolinas. By Tuesday, getting into Virginia, getting into Maryland, and even in the afternoon, getting into Massachusetts. So it's going to be moving pretty fast with time, actually increasing the speed with time. So what are some of those impacts? Well, rainfall is one of them. We're going to have that wind. We're going to have that rainfall. The Weather Prediction Center putting out a moderate risk of flash flooding, and that's that area right here in pink. And that means looking at the soil conditions, looking at the amount of rain, could see some areas with flash flooding. What else is interesting is look at this area, slight risk in yellow. That is a large area where we have a slight risk of having some of that flash flooding. So that means roadways, that means low-lying areas. You can get this quick tropical rains there. It's very effective rain, efficient rain, and that could add up real quick. So we got to watch that with time. The other part that we always have to watch is also the storm surge. Now, not every place is going to get some of these values. It's really those localized areas. In this case, it's your barrier islands. And depending on the wind direction, sometimes on the opposite end, when you get that northwest flow, could come out and blow the water on the other side. So 2 to 4 foot in some areas, 1 to 3 foot the Georgia coast, portions of South Carolina, even towards Cape Fear, where the water gets trapped, you can get some areas with 2 to 4 foot of storm surge. So we're going to be keeping an eye on the latest information on Tropical Storm Isaias. We're getting constant information here at the Hurricane Center, and we'll keep you updated as we get new information.